Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find Sports Grid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
All right, no small talk, no foreplay. I am Renzi. Get on the grid. SB Nation Radio, the loudest station in the nation. We're on the clock right now. The countdown of the National Football League draft. Mark Lawrence, playbook.com, will step up. And then thanks to Tony Pauline for joining us. I got all confused after making a couple of trades in my mock draft, and I tore it up. I said, screw it. I'm like Vince Young in the Wonderlic. I don't need this. I'm out of here.
Yeah, I know. I was wondering, what's your pick, Gabe? You sent me this beautiful
list. Hey, it's funny, though.
And I'm like, what the hell's going on?
you know what's funny, though, is all the talk about Wonderlics now. Now that the draft is a couple hours away, no one's talking about Wonderlics anymore.
Hey,
no one cares. It's all
exactly.
Irrelevant suddenly. It's like, what?
Yeah.
Oh, did what? What? Oh, yeah? Yeah, like, I care. You know, and I love the irony of this, too, of NFL general managers who are too stupid to log on
Zoom a computer, yep,
and can't figure out, like, you know, to get their daughters off the Wi-Fi as they're doing an NFL mock draft, are worried about someone else's intelligence level. Jim Irsay is worried about, like, the guy's Wonderlic score? You mean the same Jim Irsay is driving around pilled up?
Yeah, I'd be worried about Jim Irsay plowing a car through a few domiciles.
Like, you know, like, how many beers did John Elway had today? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you're right. He has Coors, like, with his Cheerios.
I like to be John Elway's quarantine is fine.
Exactly.
He's got, like, this, like, you know, massive Coors Light fridge.
The best is I saw an interview with him. He's down, like, his shirt was so tight. Boiler, like, he had one of those beautiful dry, like, just cry. Like, he would have leaned, Gabe. The shirt would have gone in half. Yeah, Elway's got a drinking boiler cooking. Yeah, he likes his beers, buddy. Knows.
Yeah, he does. All right, so we're on the clock right now. I am Gabriel Morenci. We're throwing it down with Cam Stewart, Mark Lawrence, the legendary Mark Lawrence. Playbook.com will join us a little bit later on. All right, let's just get down to business and get to our bets. That's what people want. Let's give the people what they want. All right, you wanted it. You got it. Let's start off here. We've been pretty adamant with this prop, and we're sticking to our guns with this. The number hasn't moved as far as the position, but it has as far as the number is concerned. I got it in the 160 range. He's bounced around so much. Jalen Hurts. So this is best bet, official number one from Renzi here.
Yep.
Jalen Hurts over 62.5. I do not believe that he's going to be taken in the first two rounds of this draft. He can go 63, back-ended. I don't care, actually. You're the last pick of the second round. Fine. Knock yourself out. I don't think it happens. I think Jalen Hurts is a great football player. I think he's going to help a National Football League team. I think he'll be in the NFL for a while. But with all that being stated, I don't think he's getting taken in the first two rounds. I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I did put my money where my mouth is. There's best bet number one for me, Cam. Jalen Hurts over 62.5.
Agreed. Jalen Hurts over 62.5 will be bet by me. And I'm going to add to your Jalen Hurts party, Gabe. Look for it, guys, if you're on a couple different sites. Hurts, third round pick, plus 135. Hurts, fourth round pick.
Yeah, FanDuel has some Jalen Hurts
props. It's amazing. So if he goes in the third, it's plus 135. If he goes in the fourth, it's plus 520. Split up the units. Do it. If it happens, you make money. That will be added to the 62.5. Hurts in the third, plus 135. Hurts in the fourth, plus 520.
All right, so we both agree Jalen Hurts over 62.5. The bet has already been placed.
Yep.
Tristan Wirfs, over under 8.5. He's been at 8.5 throughout this whole process for the most part. The only difference is it used to be 8.5 minus 120. Now, and that's the one thing, guys, a lot of draft props, it won't be 110. It'll be 120. It's not a game. Yeah, you know, sort of exactly. Like NBA skills competitions, Taiwanese baseball. It's not 10-cent lines.
Yeah,
not 10-cent lines. You might find one here or there, et cetera. But for the most part, you'll see it'll be minus 120. All right. So, but Wirfs is over under 8.5. Lyman out of Iowa. Some people are saying he's kind of vanilla and he's not versatile and he doesn't play multiple positions. Yeah, whatever, dude. People just like overanalyze this stuff. He's a mountain of a man. He's rock solid. And the thing with him is, he's played against elite competition, man. This guy's played, you know, he played against Chase Young a bunch of times. Like, he's played against, like, all those Ohio State badasses over the years. He's played against elite competition in the Big Ten. He's a perfect fit for what the New York Giants need. Although, I know the Giants want to drop back, and I think they could like some of these other defensive guys. Gettleman always thinks outside the box. If it isn't Gettleman that takes them, fine. I don't believe that Wirfs falls to 9. I think he's the first offensive lineman taken. I'm putting my money where my mouth is. It's the best bet. As Homer Simpson said, I'm putting my foot down, Marge. The foot's coming down. The foot's coming down. The foot's coming down on Tristan Wirfs. Under 8.5, but you got to lay 60 cents. It's minus 160 now.
I agree. That bet has already been made. And here's the thing why I like the bet. So even if the Giants don't take Wirfs at 4, I don't think Arizona is going to pass up to him on 8 if there's not crazy trades. So it'll be a switch. It's one of these guys, right? Wills or Wirfs, you could flip them. If the Giants take Wills, Wirfs is going to be taken by Arizona because I believe they need a lineman. Love the bet. I'll eat the juice. Wirfs under 8.5. Agreed.
All right. And next, this next play, it looks like you and I are alone on this because Tony Pauline's got he's got Tua tanking and falling.
Oh, okay.
In this draft. And a lot of people do. You know who the buzz is. You know, what did Tannenbaum? It's irresponsible to take him in the top 10. Well, you worry about, being responsible on your TV hit on ESPN and let general managers worry about running their football team. You know, I'm not going to put a ton on this. It's a sprinkle. It's plus 240. But I do believe that Tua is going to go in the top 3.5. And if he doesn't, then, hey, it is what it is. But it's a sprinkle. We sort of have the bigger unit plays. Like, the Hurts bet's a top unit bet here. I love the Hurts bet over. I like the worst bet a lot. Tua plus 240, plus 250, under 3.5. That's a sprinkle bet. I'm betting it, but it's a sprinkle. Let's call them a unit and a half unit. We'll call that one a half unit bet.
I have two bets with Tua. I've already put $200 down on Tua. Second quarterback drafted minus 165. I'm thinking about maxing it out.
That's a good one.
If I could find it again. I think that is my favorite bet of the draft, people. Tua, second quarterback taken, minus 165. If he's not, well, it's going to be another Super Bowl day for me. Gabe's going to see me pretty sad and angry, and I'm going to have a lot of lost units. I'm smashing that. And a sprinkle,
oh, don't worry,
you said,
though. You'll get your money back. The NHL's coming back, you hear? In 5 or 6 locations.
Yes. Come watch hockey in 5 or 6. Yes, Gabe. It's going to be great.
I didn't even bother clicking. I was like, yeah, F off.
Yeah.
And another thing, no offense. No offense to Andy Slater. I got nothing against Andy Slater.
No.
But, yeah, well, when I hear Bob McKenzie, When I hear Bob McKenzie break it, Jimmy Drager or one of these guys at least that actually, or Elliot Friedman.
Yeah, three guys.
You know, some guy Slater that, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, you know, and you listen, he's like a Florida, he's a Florida reporter. And it wasn't his words.
Yeah.
He said that the Florida Panthers president told him that they want to start in July in 5 or 6 locations.
Not going
to
start.
And I said, well, whatever. I wanted to sleep with a lot of strippers and strip clubs that I've gone to before. Didn't mean that I went home with them after camp.
Good point.
I like how they said they're looking at it.
Yeah,
just like I looked at the stripper.
I'll give you a prediction, and I'm not an insider. I don't know anything. If hockey starts, it'll be around the August 14th, 15th time. It will not happen in July. I don't believe that. But let's get back to football.
Yeah, no, I just threw it out there because you said you'll be out of money. Well, like I said, the Rakuten Monkeys have been a nice bet, Cam. I'll send you some Taiwanese baseball.
Yeah, to a second quarterback? Come on, Gabe, isn't that the best? Minus 165, that is like I'm thinking about going to TD Bank and can I get a loan out, please? Like, if I lose this bet, I'll even go like, how did I lose it? So who's going ahead of him? Herbert? I don't think so. So give me Tua. Second quarterback, minus 165 and a sprinkle.
Well,
exactly.
I'll tell you,
3.5.
Pretty much 50. Like 98% of the world thinks that somehow that Tua is tanking and falling out of the top 10 and all this.
Not this guy and not you. No way.
You know, you got to stick to your guns. We talk about this when it comes to betting on the National Football League draft. You got to stick to your guns. Don't be fooled and don't be intimidated by things that you see online or other people's opinions. Don't have the herd mentality when it comes to this stuff. All right, so CeeDee Lamb is over under 12.5 right now. It's now minus 200 to the under. And
that's crazy.
You know, there's almost value to sprinkle a little bit on the over, but not really. I don't, you know what I mean? With this one, it's a tough one. It's a really, how long are these general managers going to be able to resist before they start pulling the trigger on these wide receivers? Which is going to be the first one to be taken? Are the Jets going to step up? Probably. And then it gets into Jerry Jeudy or CeeDee Lamb. You know, I think, I got to be honest, I think that Lamb and Jeudy are both going under 12.5. I've got both these guys going higher than other people do. A lot of people think they're going to wait. You've got that wide receiver row, so to speak, Cam. The Jets are 11. You've got the 11. The Raiders at 12. San Francisco at 13. Denver at 15. I think they're going to jump. Now, like I said, Tony Pauline disagrees and thinks that they're going to wait to 13 San Francisco. What do you think? Do you think the wide receiver? I don't think. And listen, that's the number too. They're both at 12.5. So the odds makers are agreeing. They've got the cutoff. I don't think they last that long, Cam. I think somebody jumps up. The Browns will take one of them because they're stupid. The Jets will take a wide receiver. The Raiders will take a wide receiver. And the floodgates will be on.
I'm going to tell you this. That's why, you know, you got to show patience. And we talked about it, Gabe. Last week's when we did the show, we talked about Lamb. Me and you liked him, and I clicked it plus 145. They're even money now. It's a pick-up. So I don't need to screw around with 12.5, this and that. And I thought he was going to San Francisco at 13, too. He might go earlier to the Jets at 11. But you know what? I'm happy where I stand. If, you know, even if I lose, because Jeudy could be the first guy, but I'm getting Lamb in a pick-em situation at plus 145. That is on. Not my best bet, but it will be bet. Too much value there.
You know, I would take Lamb under the 12.5. I can't do it at minus 200. That's the problem there. Jerry Jeudy, I'm going to go under. It's going to be a play for me, Cam. I'm going to go with the under 12.5. I think that, like I said, between the Jags at 9, even though I said I think Chaisson could go to the Jags at 9, but either way, I like Chaisson under the 16.5. But Jerry Jeudy, dude, you never know, man. Like, the Arizona Cardinals have Hopkins. They're crazy. Like, they might say, you know what, let's get Jeudy as well. Sort of like Ridley and Julio Jones.
Yeah, they have Christian Kirk, too.
Yeah, another year, that's true. You know,
maybe he gets better.
I'm just throwing teams out there that could do something weird.
Yeah.
I don't think Carolina takes them. You're right. Arizona probably doesn't. They have Hopkins now. They need an offensive lineman. I don't think the Jags do. Because I think the Jags can get a wide receiver at 20 as well. But the potential is there. The Browns, weird team. I don't think they do it, but the potential is always there. But honestly, I think for Jerry Jeudy, he doesn't get past the Jets or the Raiders. I think the Raiders take Jeudy at 12 if the Jets don't.
Yeah, it's tough. Like Jeudy,
and it wouldn't shock me if the Jets took CeeDee Lamb at 11.
Yeah, I have Lamb going to the Niners at 13, but that's just like in our fun little mocks. He could go to the Jets at 11. Who knows, Gabe? But, you know, I'm just going with plus money. I wish you luck on that prop because I do believe Jeudy will be under. I agree with you. I think he'll probably go at 11, and you'll win that bet by the hook.
Yeah, I think 11 or 12, or by half, to 12 and a half to the Raiders. I think Jerry Jeudy to the Raiders is the perfect fit. This is the next one where I'm really thinking outside the box here, and I think we're getting a good number, actually. Who's taking Jeff Okuda in the top four, Kevin?
Is that not crazy that me and you both have him slipping? We didn't even talk to each other before we did the show.
Well, I have Okuda. Really naturally break it down. Where is he going in the top four? He's not going one. He's not going two.
They say Lions at three, but I told you
They're not going to take a cornerback third overall. I know that Patricia won't do that.
I agree. I
think they're going to trade that pick. And then the Giants aren't going to take him.
Nope, they're taking Wills or Wirfs. And I think Okuda goes, I told you in mine, I think he goes maybe to Miami at six. I have my little mock trade with the Chargers. I don't think the third position, I agree with you, it's too high. You have him going to 10, to Cleveland. So we both love the over three. What is it, over 3.5? Yeah, I'm in.
4.5.
Oh, 4.5? Wow, well, that
plus
tells
100.
You, that tells you something. The Lions are not drafting him. I feel better about my Tua bet now or something weird happening there. Yes, Okuda over 4.5. I have him 6. You have him 10. Both of us sold.
Yeah, I don't see where. And listen, he's a very good football player, and he's the highest rated defensive back on the board. And he is going to be a high pick. But he can still be a high pick, and you still win your bet. Like I said, it wouldn't shock me if Carolina took him at 7. Carolina could take him at 7. Jacksonville could take him at 9.
Yes.
There's a lot of teams that could take him, right? I don't think Miami or the Chargers are the ones to do it. But you know what? Arizona, you know, they've got defensive issues as well, not just on the offensive line.
Yeah, right. If he's there at 9. They might take him.
Like Okuda's got a lot of avenues that he could go. He can go to Arizona at 8. He can go to Jacksonville at 9. And the prop is only 4.5. So there's a lot of wiggle room here. Basically, you're just betting on that. We almost know. You see, the Okuda bet, you can isolate this.
Yeah, doesn't go to Detroit, you win.
Well, yeah, because basically you know he's not going to Cincinnati. So that's one pick out of the way. He's not going to Washington. That's two out of the way. The Giants probably don't take him. You never really know with Gettleman, but they probably aren't going to be taking him. So then it's just, well, are the Detroit Lions taking him? And I don't think they do, actually. A DB, you can't really build your defense around as much. It's sort of like you plug in a DB on an already good defense. Now, they did lose Darius Slay.
Yeah.
I could just see them going more like Derek Brown, like the Lions. Or even an Isaiah Simmons if he was there when they were drafting. But either way, I like Jeff Okuda over 4.5. Jedrick Wills is now 8.5. It's plus 150 to the over. And that's enough to have me interested to sprinkle on the over a little bit. Because I believe it's not a guarantee that he's a second lineman taken. I think Andrew Thomas could be the second lineman taken. And just because I think Mekhi Becton, you can't write him off either. At plus 150, it's worth a sprinkle that Wills goes over 8.5, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm not betting that. I think I think they both just make it under. I think Wirfs is the pick to the Giants at 4. And I believe Arizona, you know, they will play it safe and pick Wills if he's available at 8.
Hold that thought. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with more of our best bets. Get on the grid. SB Nation Radio.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Game Time Decisions continues, as does a countdown to the National Football League draft. We're on the clock. Mark Lawrence will be stepping up and in. Kemp, you were talking about Jedrick Wills. You were talking about the 8.5. I said, hold that thought. And Finwood Wills is... Listen, he could go in the top eight, and a lot of people, you know, it's a big debate right now, whether it's going to be him that gets drafted first or Tristan Wirfs that gets drafted first. Tony Pauline thinks that Andrew Thomas is actually going to be the second lineman taken. And remember I brought it up earlier in the week about a plus 700. I thought there was some value that potentially Andrew Thomas was the first lineman taken in the draft. So Wills is kind of a toss-up to me. Does he go to Arizona? Because you're sort of locking yourself in there that he's going to end up going to the Arizona Cardinals with the 8th pick at plus 150. That plus 50 cents has me interested to say over. It's a sprinkle bet for me, half a unit play. Sprinkle on the over, Jedrick Wills. What's your take, Cam? Where are you going with
it? Yeah, I'm not making this bet, Gabe. I think it's too close to call, but I have Wirfs under, and we talked about this before. I'm not changing my stance either. If Wirfs goes forward to the Giants, I believe Arizona will draft him. They have to protect Kyler Murray. You have Hopkins in there now. It's essential that you give Murray time. He looked like he broke down last year, too. Arizona's notoriously had a horrible line. Everybody in that division, you watch the games. Seattle ate him up with Clowney. Bosa and the Niners killed him. He looked like he was trying, Gabe, but he was totally out of gas and beat down. You need to protect an asset that talented. They're not going to screw around. They can get their other guys later. It's Wirfs or Wills. So I think if Wirfs goes forward to the Giants, I got him at 8-2 Arizona. Not making the bet, but I do have Wirfs under 4.5. So I might as well do Wills under. But you're right. The juice makes it attractive to the over. It's kind of switched the bet a bit. Very, very difficult.
There's a lot of love on Andrew Thomas right now.
There is.
He's moving up the board. I remember a lot of people had him going to Tampa at 14.
I've seen Miami people think he's going to be the first guy taken in a couple mocks now.
Yes.
It's crazy. I know. I'm like,
yeah,
what?
Tony Pauline's got him going 5th overall to the Miami Dolphins.
Wow.
If the Dolphins shake things up and don't take a quarterback, like I think there's that possibility that they don't, I think they take Derrick Brown. I think Derrick Brown's the guy that they'll end up taking. After Chase Young, he's that guy. People aren't really talking about how good this kid is out of Auburn. But as far as Andrew Thomas is concerned, right now his prop is 11.5. 11.5.
Under.
And listen, the Jets are in play for him too, dude.
Yes, they are.
Everyone's talking about the Jets, you know, and getting a skill position player. I don't know. You look at, like, Joe Douglas now coming over from the Philadelphia Eagles. He wasn't in control of last year's draft. This is almost the first time the Jets have had a real smart player personnel guy that, you know, is in charge. And last year, it was very dysfunctional. It was basically, it was Chris Johnson, who is Woody's son, the owner of the Jets.
Woody.
Brother, excuse me.
Yeah.
Younger same. Brother. Yeah, yes. younger brother. Sons, Woody. Brothers, yeah. All this nepotism gets me. Yeah. The nepotism.
Yes.
Brothers, sons, and whatever. Every damn team in the NFL, it's all brothers and sons now.
Yes, family.
The younger brother, Chris, he was sort of handling things, but then they had Adam Gase. Mm. And, like, Gase didn't want Lev Bell, but the deal was already done, and you know what I mean? So at least now they're coming in with more of a structure here. And I don't know. I don't see, like, if you look at Philadelphia, they never really drafted wide receivers all that much. Like, Douglas seems to me to be a meat and potatoes guy. And Sam Darnold's not mobile.
No.
Like, you know what I mean? Sam Darnold's not mobile. And you need to keep this kid upright. Because if the pocket collapses, he rolls out, he throws the ball into the ground, he throws interceptions, he throws it high out of bounds, etc. He can't really extend plays, so you better protect him. So that's why I'm not surprised that Andrew Thomas is at 11.5 right now. It's minus 200 to the under, which tells you the odds makers, the bookmakers, are really starting to think that Thomas is going to go under 11. And I'm starting to buy into that, Cam. I'm going to say Will's over. I don't want to lay minus 200 with Thomas, though. It's not a smart bet at minus 200.
No, if you could find a way to parlay with some, but I'm going to tell you, Gabe, he is going under 11.5. So think about it. People have him now going to Miami in mocks. Arizona could take him. Cleveland, I have in my mock at 10. Thomas, as I told you before, like the Jets, you said it. There's so many opportunities. And if this guy's skyrocketing up the board, I can't see him lasting till 12. The juice is crazy, but there's no way. I agree with the under. It's a great bet, but the juice makes me want to stay away from it. But I think it's pretty close to a lock that he goes under 12.
So we talked about Chaisson, a kid out of LSU camp. I'm going to roll the dice on this. I'm getting plus 100 that he goes under 16.5.
I like that.
And, you know, it's funny because these numbers we talk about, we've been talking about it for the last month or so, guys. All these numbers with the NFL draft, they really are set on what the media is saying and what mock drafts are saying. And a good example is, look, he's 16.5. Why? Because a million mock drafts have him going 17 to the Dallas Cowboys. And trust me, the Dallas Cowboys aren't the only team out there that knows this kid is a monster talent, all right? And they also know about the monster upside, that he hasn't played a lot of football before. He's a good character guy. He's played in big games. He's played well in big games. He's a national champion. He's got a great pedigree. There's just, he's well coached. It's like a lot. There's a lot to like about this kid. I don't think 16 general managers will pass. This is the type of kid that's going to be good for years to come for you. That's why I like the Jags. The Jags are the type of team that seem to find these young defensive players. Then he gets good, he gets pissed off, he wants money, and he leaves in 3-4 years, whatever it is.
Yeah.
So I'm going to sprinkle on it, though. I'm going to bet on it. Chaisson under 16.5, Cam.
Yeah,
under 16.5.
I agree with you, and it's interesting, Gabe. When you look at the Jags, what do? When they draft great defensive players, it used to be a University of Florida factory, SEC guys, right? LSU.
Yeah, yeah.
They have a pipeline to the SEC. You can say what you want about Jacksonville, but they had a great defense. If not for Blake Bortles, a stupid, stupid selection, things these guys could have gone to a Super Bowl. Defense was amazing. Right?
I went on my regional rant earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah, where did Blake Bortles play?
Yeah. UCF. Ding, 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 ding. Yeah, bad things in Orlando, people. Stay away. Me and Gabe
if
went
you
there.
Draft,
bad vibes.
Like I talked about, oh, I don't like when people talk about, well, he's a West Coast kid, so he should play on a West Coast NFL team. That's the thing. And it's another thing as well. It's not just like the regional thing, Cam, or the weather thing for me. It's also the local school thing. Look at the Toronto Raptors. The Raptors are a great example of that. The Raptors, like, used to want to get, like, oh, they're going to get Andrew Wiggins and they're going to draft any Canadian player. Masai Ujiri is like, no. Like, if you're good, you're on the team. If not, I don't take players because of where you're from. And look how successful the Raptors have been with that. When I lived in Los Angeles, it was unfortunately when Hank Gathers passed away, Loyola Marymount, and Hank Gathers was supposed to be the big-time draft pick, right? But he passed away, and then Bo Kimble, his stock rose after the NCAA tournament. And Bo Kimble, even though he was from Philadelphia, Bo Kimble and Hank Gathers were both from Philadelphia. They both, like, they were buddies, and they both went to Los Angeles to play for Loyola Marymount. So they were local heroes in L.A. Massive pressure on the Clippers, who had the second pick in the draft, to take him. They did. He wasn't a good NBA player.
No, he was not. Great college player.
You know, Lonzo Ball and the Lakers. If Lonzo Ball didn't play at UCLA and LeVar's father isn't in Los Angeles running his mouth all the time, the Lakers don't take him. And listen, Lonzo's turned out to be okay.
He's been better since he's gone to the Pelicans.
Yeah, away from Los Angeles.
Exactly.
So that's what I'm saying. So, like, you know, Blake Bortles. So Blake Bortles, the UCF, ooh, local kid, will bring him in. Yeah, it doesn't, you know, whatever. You know, that doesn't always work out, but I like the Chaisson pick under the 16.5. And I do agree with you as far as the SEC pipeline is concerned for the Jacksonville Jaguars. All right, a wide receiver. This is interesting, Cam. Here's the one guy, well, pardon the pun here, but the Ruggs has never been pulled out from under him. There's been no movement with Ruggs at all. Yeah, there's been no movement.
That's cheesy. I love it, Gabe. I love those jokes.
The rug hasn't been pulled out from under.
The Ruggs has not been pulled out. No, you're right. His number hasn't changed. He's
been 13 and a half.
Yep, steady.
And it's minus 120. It's not like, oh, it's 180 now or there's this or that. No one's really talking about him. He's just sitting there at 13 and a half right now. I believe he goes over.
I do too.
And it's not that it's like I don't like him, but I think he goes right over there. Boom. Denver Broncos 15 or maybe Jacksonville 20 or someone else. But yeah, I don't think he goes in the top 13.
I agree with you 100%. I think out of the wide receivers, Judy and Lamb are better than him.
That's a good point. Like they're better than one pick better. You know what I mean, Cam?
Yeah.
Like Judy and Lamb are 12 and a half. It's like, yeah, somebody's going to jump and take one of these guys. Ruggs should be like, we could be wrong, but I think the Ruggs prop should be 17 and a half, 16 and a half, 18, you know what I mean? He should be with Jefferson. I think Ruggs is being overrated by the book, but time will tell. We'll know in a few hours.
Yeah, I think Ruggs will go. I think Denver makes sense, and I agree, Gabe. But I like that bet. I think it's going to be Lamb and Judy, wherever, which way. They're basically a pick 'em. You're right. This guy might even slip into the low 20s, as you said. Probably taken at 15, but you got a little bit of wiggle room. I like the play.
All right, so speaking of Ruggs being a wide receiver, I'm sticking to my guns on this one as well, Cam. Total wide receivers taken in the first round, over under 5.5. I'm saying under. You know, we've broken it down. I just don't see them getting to six. I just don't see them getting to six. And the number is plummeting, though. It's plus 135.
Yeah, I used to get plus 180. That ship has sailed.
Unlike every other cruise ship that's been docked. Yeah, that ship has sailed. You're right. Man, that's frustrating. There's not going to be six guys taken. We've been through this.
I'm telling you, Gabe, it's one of those things like
Lamb, Judy, Ruggs.
We talk about it.
Maybe Mims.
Yes, it's Mims and Higgins in the second. It's like those things, Gabe. It's like we talk about, you know, you got to wait for the ticket to cash or whatever. Like at the start, there were some crazy props at crazy numbers that have shit. Like it's insane. If you actually liked the stuff that we liked originally, we would have a bunch of those bets and we'd have them all at plus money.
Okay, I got a bet in last night at about 4 a.m.
Oh, yeah, staying up
over at Bet365.
Nice.
I got in on our boy Hot Rod, Rodrigo Blankenship.
Oh, yeah, Rodrigo.
I laid 163. That was the number that was originally posted.
Yep.
We moved the number, 225.
Oh, good work. Good work.
Yeah, well, that's us in this show because there wasn't anyone out there that talked about the first kicker off the board prop.
Yeah, and a lot of our listeners.
And a lot of books don't have it, but Bet365 does. Like we can operate with, Bet365s, DraftKings, PointsBet, FanDuel. So these are the crops, the crop of sports books that we're using in the New York, New Jersey, and Las Vegas areas, the legal recognized sports books. Here. So not all of them have this prop up. That's why it's good to have multiple accounts in different books, especially at this time of the year. It's for something like this with a draft because there's so many different props that different books are going to have different options for. But I still like it at minus 225. Blankenship's going to be the only kicker taken.
Yeah, he could be. And I should have got on that one earlier when you broke it up. The thing about Blankenship, you're getting a good number, as we talked about. He missed some big kicks last year, but his years prior have been absolutely fantastic. I think he also, there was a lot of stuff going on with that Georgia team, Gabe, with Fromm, and they looked like they lost concentration, the loss to the South Carolina Gamecocks. There were some issues there. Blankenship will be ready for the NFL. I agree with that pick. I can't see anybody else really being that guy, so that bet makes a lot of sense. Yeah, I'd lay it up to probably almost 3-1. I think it's very close to being a lock.
Our boy Roe checks in late here. What up, Roe?
Rutgers
Roe in the house.
Roe.
Rutgers representing. Do we think CeeDee Lamb is going to go before Judy, or is it a complete toss-up? Yeah, man. Complete toss-up, bro. They're both listed at 12.5, man. It really is. I don't see value betting it. I know you got it at plus 145, so I don't have a problem with that, Cam. But right now, Yeah. It's just such a toss-up, and it's minus 120 plus 100. Not a ton of value there. A lot of people are firing away on this draft right now, and we're seeing that it is going to be the biggest bet draft ever. Not a surprise, Ken.
Nope, not a surprise at all, Gabe. I gotta say though, be careful. Like Gabe and I, we have a lot of bets, but we've been confident in them for the last couple of weeks. We've been breaking down this to hell. We've been doing it for like a month, and I'll tell you, the parity of this draft is insane between the offensive linemen, the receivers. Like, I've never seen anything like it. Like, the separation before, it'd be like a couple picks and then boom, a group of other guys. This one, like, from the first to second round, you can make a case like in almost every position, right, Gabe? Like, it is insane how close a lot of these are. But one more for you guys. If you can parlay something, I do find this is a very good bet. The two locks I like is Cole Kmet from Notre Dame to be the first tight end and McKinney to be the first safety. I parlayed them to even money. Kmet and McKinney, even. If you could find that on your book, you might have to lay 20 or 30 cents now because I did it a while ago, Gabe. Those are two locks. I don't see anybody. Kmet is like minus 350 to be the first tight end, and McKinney's like minus 240 now. Delpit slipped. So that's a parlay I could really deal with, one of my bigger plays.
J.K. Dobbins, over under 44.5. Let's just fire off on the way out here. Rapid fire. Rattle through the player positions right now. J.K. Dobbins, 44.5. I don't think he's going to go that high. I like him.
I like under.
You do? You think he's going to get taken that high?
Damn right I do. I think he could be the second running back off the board. To be honest with you, I like him more than Swift, but that's just me.
And shout out to Jonathan Taylor, actually. Jonathan Taylor's
awesome.
Jonathan Taylor, great player. He's already signed. He signed like an endorsement deal with a pizza franchise in the Midwest. And he got four locations out of it. He's like the owner. That's how you do it. You know what I mean? Like, so that's a LeBron influence, a little Blaze pizza magic wearing off on some of the young guys coming into the league right now. Jonathan Taylor's draft position, 37.5, Cam.
So I like both of them under.
So what, you think there's going to be a rush to these running backs early in the second round?
You read my mind, Gabe. Late, one might go in the first late, and the other one will go early second. Ding, 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 ding. You can't leave you can't leave a talent like Jonathan Taylor on the board that long. Sorry. I know running backs, ooh, dime a dozen, but nah, sometimes you got to be smart. You need a good back, and that guy's a game changer.
All right. I can't believe that we're already out of time. It's been a blast breaking down the National Football League draft camp. We got Mark Lawrence joining us in a couple of minutes.
Awesome.
Mark will have the final say, so to speak. Playbook.com. But Cam, may the winners be yours. I look forward to breaking it down tomorrow with you. Hopefully our accounts are a little bit bigger. God knows we all need it right now. Stimulus checks, still in the mail.
Exactly. I'm waiting, buddy. Good luck. I hope we can nail some winners.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
All right, I believe it was the rock band Kiss that said, you want the best, you got the best. Mark Lawrence, playbook.com. Game Time Decisions continues. SB Nation Radio, loudest station in the nation, as we follow Scotty Farrell throwing it down right here on SB Nation Radio, weekdays at 6. We promise Mark Lawrence from the Playbook And we told you that Mark's been banging the National Football League draft for years. Great track record of accuracy in the National Football League draft. In the last 4 years, Mark has accurately named 94 of the 127 players selected in the first round of the NFL draft, with 22 players, nine last season, selected by their designated teams. Pending trades, we're going to break down what Mark Lawrence has come up with his final edition of the mock draft. And I'll tell you, you have a higher track record. Mel Kiper got seven last year, so you got nine. The year before, he only got two. And I like Mel Kiper, but it's very tricky, Mark Lawrence, getting into the minds of unpredictable National Football League general managers. But, Mark, it's great to catch up with you. How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing just great, Gabe. I hope you're doing well right now, being locked down as we all are. But as I was talking to your producer before we went on the air, we're all looking forward to this draft or something at least to get our teeth into.
Yeah, I don't know who's in it worse right now, Mark. I'm in New York, New Jersey, right in the hub of the virus, and you're in Florida, which nothing needs to be added after this, right? So I think we're both in danger.
Yeah, we we're
we have something in common. We're both in danger.
Well, let me put it this way, Gabe. If the virus was in part of the draft, we'd be number one and number two picks, is what we'd be.
Yeah, we're on the top of the board. Georgia's coming on right now. Georgia's coming on, but that's besides the point. All right, so let's jump in here right now. Joe Burrow to Cincinnati, Chase Young to Washington, Jeff Okuda to Detroit, Isaiah Simmons, New York. Where do things start to get crazy for you? As you seem to be thinking sort of inside the mold right now, Mark. And I'll start here with you. I'll throw two at you right now. It seems like the majority of our guests are sort of saying Tua is too brittle. You can't take him in the top 10. He's not a franchise quarterback because of the injuries. I don't buy it. I think he is a franchise quarterback, and I think he's going to be a star. I look at him like almost like this year's Lamar Jackson, where there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be dead wrong, and there's going to be a lot of highlight reels run at the end of the year, in my opinion.
Well, Gabe, if the injuries had not occurred, especially the hip injury, he would have been the number two pick or three pick in this draft here. Remember, he was 22-2 at Alabama, and until the hip went bad on him, he was everybody's choice. He's the reason tanking for Tua was going on in Miami down here before all this stuff hit the fan, if you will. I have him going number five to the Dolphins. I don't think Miami's giving up on them for one main reason. It's because Miami doesn't want to make the same mistake that they made with Drew Brees. The year they could have drafted Drew Brees, they opted out because of what appeared to be a bum shoulder. They took Dewante Culpepper instead. They've still got that egg on their face. They're not going to live that down. And the fans will be livid down here in Miami if they don't take Tua number five to Miami.
And ironically enough, who was the coach? It was Nick Saban, right?
Yes, it was. Nick Saban was the head coach. Exactly right.
And, yep. And Nick yep. Saban brought that story up, and he stated that it was, it changed everything. And well, teams are going to regret it. So you're down there in Florida right now. You've got in northern Florida, you got the Brady madness. Yet the Miami Dolphins really could be poised to really stockpile some talent here, Mark. Three picks in the first round. Hard to screw this up. So you think my deal with this is, I think the Chargers like Tua. This is sort of my own gut feel here, that the Chargers like Tua and are going to jump the Dolphins. So that's the thing. Can the Dolphins comfortably just sit at five and no one's going to jump them?
I wouldn't be surprised if Miami jumps to three to ensure that, Gabe.
Yeah.
I don't think they can even want to think about that possibility happening. And everything we're doing about the mock draft.
I can imagine the embarrassment, Mark, in Miami for Stephen Ross and everything. Well, we were going to take Tua, but the Chargers traded up on us at the last second. Well, you know what I mean? If you really like them, I'm with you, Mark. I think they might think we can't take this chance. What if the Chargers trade up right before us? And the Lions and Giants are open for business, Mark.
Unquestionably, they are. So I wouldn't be at all surprised if that's the first big announced trade in the draft tomorrow night involving the trade with the Miami Dolphins. There are other teams, like you mentioned, the Chargers are going to be hungry for a quarterback, and Tua would look awfully nice in a Charger uniform. They need spark in Los Angeles. They need attendance. They need some fan support. Yeah. And Tua would do just that. But Miami needs to rebuild itself, reinvent itself. And, you know, remember, this football team finished the season real well last year. They closed out a strong second half of the football season here. Mapa probably played themselves out of the Tua play, if you will, but I think the trade is looming. I'd be stunned if Miami doesn't walk away without Tua Tagovailoa.
Now, Justin Herbert, you have him fall into the Chargers. Do you think this is their quarterback? They've been talking about, no, Tyrod Taylor's our guy. And let's not forget, I mean, there's another guy out there, Jameis Winston. Can you believe that Jameis Winston still doesn't have a job, Mark?
Well, you look at his stats, you can understand why. If you put tape over the name of the player, you know, he's a pick machine. But he was the first pick of the draft the year he did come out. He'll be playing somewhere, but that'll all be settled after this draft. It'll determine where his landing spot will be. But I wouldn't be surprised to see the Chargers, if the Dolphins don't box them out, go after Herbert here. He's got NFL mentality. He's very, very astute, very intelligent quarterback, not very accurate in the manner in which he throws the football. But, you know, Gabe, we talked about his record at Oregon. When he played, they were terrific, and when they didn't, they weren't. So I think he's legitimate. I think he's the number three choice, I should say, in the quarterback draft this year.
Derrick Brown, an interesting player, very talented defensive tackle out of Auburn. The prop for him is 7.5, and you've got him going to the Carolina Panthers. Be hard-pressed to see the Panthers not going defense here, right, with Matt Rhule. I mean, they just gave all this money to McCaffrey. You bring in Teddy Bridgewater. You've got a nice core of young wide receivers already with Samuels and with Moore and company. I mean, they could use a tight end, obviously, losing Greg Olsen as well. But with Matt Rhule, you got to believe that he goes defense here.
I think he goes defense, and I'd be shocked if it's not Derek Moore, as you mentioned here. He knows where he has to build the team from this point forward after the offseason additions that he made. It's going to start with the defense here, and it looks to be, of all the defensive linemen, Derek Moore stands head and shoulders on top.
So the thing, you know, one thing is Jacksonville. We've been talking about Jacksonville a lot. So you got Jedrick Wills going eighth overall, Derek Brown going seventh to the Carolina Panthers. Jacksonville at 9, that's the team that's all over the place. And when I was looking at my mock draft and I was looking at them, I'm thinking, man, this is a hard team to predict. And they have the 20th pick as well, right? So they don't need to take one of those wide receivers with the 9th pick. They can wait. They can handle that a little bit later on. They have a lot of defensive needs. They can go a lot of different directions. You've got them going with Henderson, the defensive back, out of Florida. I think they're going to surprise people. I was thinking the kid Shison out of LSU jumps up a little bit in this draft, Mark. His prop is 16.5, but you've got Henderson going 9 to Jacksonville, which would put him under his number with his prop.
Yeah, I think he's going to be highly sought after in this particular draft here, Gabe. And a lot of LSU players are going to be really in demand. So too are the Alabama players. But I think this is the move. The one move I'm going to elevate somebody, it's going to be Henderson in this particular spot.
Now, the wide receivers are interesting. CeeDee Lamb, Jerry Jeudy, the books are going back and forth on who goes first here. Do you like one of them better than the other, Mark?
I think, I think you can put a blanket over them, and it wouldn't matter who you chose. I think they're all one of another. But I think John Gruden really likes CeeDee Lamb from everything that I've read, and I think he'd be very, very popular in Las Vegas. And I think he'll be the first wide receiver selected from the crew. One note on the wide receivers here, they're very, very strong, very, very deep. And I like one prop here particularly. It's the wide receivers that go under 5.5 picks in this first round. And my rationale is simply this. If you look at since 2000 wide receivers, there have been an average of 3.75 wide receivers taken in the first round. And if you take a look, only 3 times have there been more than 5 of those since 2000. Also, general managers know that there are going to be a plethora of good wide receivers available in the second round of this draft. I think they're going to address their needs first. Hence, I think the wide receivers go under 5.5.
Yeah, I'm in a complete agreement with you. The wide receiver class is so deep this year, and they're all the same, generally. I mean, you've got guys you can get in the second and third round that might end up being better than the guys that you're going to, you know, end up taking in the first round. I agree with you. The number is plummeting right now. Last we checked, Mark, it was plus 135, and you can get that at like plus 175, plus 180 earlier in the week. You know, where are the 6 wide receivers coming from? I agree. We know that CeeDee Lamb's going to be a first-round pick. We know that Jerry Jeudy's a lock to be a first-round pick. Ruggs, people aren't talking about Ruggs so much, but I think Ruggs is so fast. He's going to get drafted. The Alabama pedigree, et cetera. I kind of got him going to Denver at 15, and I see you do as well, Ruggs going to 15. Then you get Jefferson in the mix. So he could be the fourth wide receiver taken. A lot of people have him going to Philadelphia, including yourself. And then even if we get into Denzel Mims, and I'm not sure Denzel Mims is going to be a first-round pick. And then, you know, T. Higgins is more of a second-round guy as well. I don't see how we get to six, Mark.
I don't either. I think it would be a force and it would be a stretch. There would have to be a lot of need for teams that have expressed need for wide receivers. But then again, that thinking that I mentioned, the general managers knowing that there's still going to be a bunch of them available in the second round.
So the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, interesting. They bring in Tom Brady. And now the Gronk experience is back right now. Now, listen, they've had offensive line problems, and they've also got defensive issues as well. But they've had offensive line. The skill position players are good. They can use a running back. But the skill position players are good. We know they need a lineman. Gronk is a good blocking tight end. So, you know, that's one of the things that he's being brought in to help protect Tom Brady. But they can still use a big, fresh, mean kid. A lot of people had Andrew Thomas going to Tampa at 14. I'm not sure he's still going to be there anymore. What do you make of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Mark? And do they go with Mekhi Becton then, the other? Because it seems to be the big four. And Mekhi Becton's a monster of a kid, man. He's like 6'7" and a half, this kid. Big monster of a man out of Louisville.
I think he slips down to the number 14 slot here, Gabe. I know the Cleveland Browns have the biggest need for a tackle. And I got them circling in Tristan Wirfs from, if you will, from Iowa here. He had a terrific, terrific camp, did Wirfs. And remember, the general manager of the Browns, Eric Berry, was with Philadelphia last year when they drafted Andre Dillard, who had the highest spark rating of any offensive lineman. So, too, does Wirfs from Iowa in this particular draft. That's who I think the Browns have got their eye on. If they do that, I think Becton falls to Tampa at number 14. They got to do that to protect Tom Brady, to keep him upright.
So it's interesting. So you're talking about Wirfs, and I've got Wirfs going fourth overall to the New York Giants. And like, God knows, man, Danny Dimes needs some help. All right, he's going to be Danny Pennies before it's all said and done. This kid's going to get flattened more than Jimmy Hoffa out there. So, but Gettleman's always unpredictable, and they do need defensive help as well. Linebacker is an issue for the New York Giants. So I think they go worse, but you've got Isaiah Simmons going fourth to the Giants, which would put him under his prop as well.
Well, I think he's a franchise-type player on defense, either a linebacker or a safety, and his Sparks number was terrific as well. I wouldn't be surprised to see Cleveland make a move to trade up for Simmons. In fact, he's that good. He's that well-respected. I just don't think he's going to slip far enough down the road, and if he doesn't slip, if he does go up early, that would then lead Wirfs to be available for the Browns at 10.
It's a unique situation, isn't it, Mark? You look like you're a GM. You're ready to go, actually. You're in the playbook war room right now?
Playbook war room right now. I'm part of this virtual draft, Gabe. Yes, I am.
Yeah, because did you tell Mrs. Lawrence, all right, get off the internet. I've got to make a pick because, man, you've seen it all. You've been around a long time, but I guess you never thought you'd see the day we have a virtual draft, huh?
Unbelievable. I want to see what Roger Goodell's basement looks like. That's what I'm looking to see.
Yeah, what's he going to show us? And I've been talking about this, Mark, because there's a lot of people having fun with it, and there's even contests out there about Roger Goodell getting booed, right? And, you know, people are like, well, he's not going to get booed for the first time ever to draft. And I think it would be funny if he got his wife or his kids or something to boo him, just to get that feel going.
I'd love that if they piped in some viewing, even just to make him feel at home.
Yeah, so. Piped in the booing. Yeah, it's a good point. Maybe ESPN and the NFL Network will do it. I think they're actually merging their broadcast, actually.
Nice.
Due to the unique situations, right? Like, usually they have their own unique, they'll have their own announcers, they'll have their own panels, etc. But normally they have different shots. They're sharing the same camera feed.
Oh, boy.
So basically it'll be the same, you know, the same feed. But, you know, we'll see what happens after, Mark. I mean, this is almost, it's nice. This week has been nice to almost have that sense of normalcy just to talk about an NFL draft. But as soon as this draft is over, then reality kicks in again, and we wonder if there is going to be football or where and when it's going to be played.
Yeah, we're all worrying about that, Gabe, right now. In fact, I'm hard at work doing the Playbook Football Preview Guide magazine. I'm moving forward as if there will be a football season. I'm very, very positive. I'm a glasses half full kind of a guy. So we're going to have the Playbook Football Guide magazine out there at the end of June, whether there's a football season or not. We're that knee deep into it, and we're just not going to stop.
You're going to be ready. Well, like we said, you're in Florida. I think every league in the world will be in your backyard soon. Right? Well, you guys are open for business. The UFC's going to Florida. WWE's an essential business.
Yeah, that's just provided that, like we opened the show with, you're number one, I'm number two as far as the coronavirus goes. So we can keep that baby out of here. That could be a reality.
Yeah, I know. And I was thinking about that. I'm like, you know, if you guys set up every league in the world in Florida over the summer, then we could have a little bit of a problem. All right, we got less than a minute here, Mark. So what's the bold prediction, the Mark Lawrence Playbook bold prediction on the way out? So you can say, I told you so. When we look back on this 10 years from now.
When you say bold prediction, B-O-W-L or B-O-L-D?
Yeah, let's go with the D, bold.
the bold prediction from this NFL football draft? Well, the bold prediction would be that, obviously, that Joe Burrow does not go number one. That would be ridiculous, though, because that guy's got unbelievable talent and ability. You know, he was a all-state high school basketball player, Mr. Ohio in basketball. He could have been an NBA basketball player. And he's got a photographic memory. He's going to be a true star in the National Football League. But I think the big bold prediction in the National Football League draft is that the New England Patriots draft a quarterback. It's very un-Bill Belichick like to do that, but I think if Jordan Love is available.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.